Hi everyone, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. It's been a while again and I'm so sorry. Life has just been crazy for so many reasons, but one of the most exciting of them all is that I have finalised my book and it is being launched officially on May the 20th, which is not too long to go. But pre-sales start on May the 6th, which is today. And honestly, I can't believe it. It's a dream come true. What can I say? And it's just, it's so surreal. You can get all the information on how to purchase the book for the pre-release sales, which start, as I said, on May the 6th, on my blog, which is you can find at www.mymedicalmusings.com, and also on my blog's Facebook page, which is on Facebook as My Medical Musings. So you can search that and find that as well. And all the information on how to purchase the book will be on there. But, you know, it's not even about sales for me. It's just about the fact that this is a long time dream and a real achievement. When I think about how bad my health has been and how hard it has been to just concentrate in doing, you know, just in the most simplest things in life because of pain. And it was just pure determination, I guess. And having written my blog since 2015, I had a wealth of material there, which made the process so much easier. But I really am and just so excited that we're launching it officially on May the 20th. It's a great day as well because even though I'm based in Australia, my publisher is in New York, and Imagine We Publishers, and Jessica Kasich, who's the CEO of that company and who has worked side by side with me on publishing this book, and it's just an absolute delight. I just can't thank them enough. So anyway, they're based in America, so my book is being published there, and it is Inflammatory Arthritis Day, but it's also Arthritis Awareness Month in the US for the month of May. So it's quite fitting that we would be launching the book then. So that's why we're doing that. But also on the 20th, it's World Autoimmune as well as Autoinflammatory Arthritis Day. So there's lots of things that link nicely into the topic of my book. So what's my book about? Well, it's about my medical musings. Pretty much those of you who have been following my podcasts and reading my blogs, you'll get a pretty good understanding of what it's about. So I do tell my story, but I tell it in a way where it's not about me so much as it's about telling my story in order to be able to connect with those of you who are also journeying a similar path. And along the way, I hope that the tips that I provide on how to turn our lives around and live a fulfilled life despite our diseases, because, you know, chronic illness is a part of our life. It's not all of our life. And I say that over and over again because I mean it. I know sometimes it feels overwhelming and it feels like our diseases want to swallow us up and take control. But ultimately, we are more than that, so much more than that. And there are still parts of us, no matter what has happened to us, that we are able to use. And we need to find what it is that is our own purpose and our own talents that are still there underneath the symptoms and the pain and you know, all the hard work that has to go around caring for ourselves when health gets complex. So I really, really hope that that's what people will take from the book, that a way of living and finding that your own road path to the best life possible. And I've written the book in the way where it can read as a story from beginning to end, because it is like a memoir as well, but also chapters can just be taken you know, one at a time, and you can skip around as well. So it's not a book where you feel you have to read from beginning to end. It's a book that you can put down, pick up, leave for a while, come back to your favorite chapters, you know, and just have it as a bit of a resource, as well as a story, as well as just something that you can flick through whenever you feel like it. So I hope that's how it comes across when you get to read it. It is available in hard copy, and it will be available as an ebook as well. For those of you who live in Australia or outside of the US, postage can be quite steep to purchase a hard copy, and I'm well aware of that. So we do have the ebook option for those of you that would prefer to do that, so that you can just purchase the book, download it, and enjoy it straight away. So there are those two options. So I hope that that makes it a little bit easier too. Most importantly to me is that hopefully it just helps. And it's been such an amazing process. So I just want to thank all of you who are listening, and many of you who are listening, I know, have been following my blog. So thank you for all your support over the years. Without your encouragement through comments and sharing my blog over the past 7 years, I honestly wouldn't have had the courage to write the book. So, I cannot thank you enough. I just wanted to quickly share with you as well, as part of this whole process, I have been allocated a public relations manager as well, and she's been doing an amazing job, and she's based in Kenya, absolutely lovely lady, and she's been finding magazines for me to be profiled in, and so they're set up like as interviews, so you get given interview questions in the written form, and you just respond to those, and then it's placed as an article, which is great. But one that has been published, and there's a few in the pipeline, was I was asked to reflect on resilience, and I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great topic. So I have written that article, and that's in a magazine called Authority Magazine, and really great magazine actually. So have a look at them online, Authority Magazine, and the article, is there if you'd like to have a look at that. I've also linked that article to my, it's in my blog, it's in on my Facebook page, it's on my LinkedIn page, and it's on Instagram as well. So you can find that wherever you might like to look and have a read of it. But it was just such a surreal experience. I knew that the article was going to be published, but I didn't know when. But I woke up, I think it was last week, and to this email, just from actually the guy that had done the interview, and it was the article, and it was just so surreal to see a heading that said Rising Through Resilience, author Samantha Moss on the 5 things you can do to become more resilient during turbulent times. And I just sort of thought, oh my goodness, one, wow, that's an amazing heading, and it's been published, and I, kind of wasn't expecting it like that, but I just kind of woke up to see it. So that was exciting. But I think what gave me cause to really stop in my tracks and just gulp probably a little too much air was seeing the words author Samantha Moss. You know, I keep saying it, but I can't believe I am now not just a blogger, but I'm an actual author. I have a really thick book. My publisher was saying it's the biggest book that she's kind of published in terms of number of pages, which is no surprise given that, I can talk a lot and I can write a lot. So, I guess I had a lot to say, which was very cathartic. But it was just so amazing, I don't know, just to have my dream come true and this blog turn into this book of my memoirs, my medical musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope as I learn to live again with a rare disease. And that's the title, and that sums it up perfectly for me. So as I said, we're on the precipice of releasing officially the book on May the 20th. And I still can't stop pinching myself. I so often write about hope and holding on to dreams, even if they seem out of reach. I always talk about that. In my healthy days, my dream was to write a book. something that would help others, something authentic, real, full of truth, and where I could share my faith and my love of life. You know what? I didn't really have a story at that point in time, not one that I felt worthy of sharing or that wouldn't impact the privacy of others in my life. I mean, that's always a concern, isn't it? So the dream was just parked. It wasn't forgotten. It was just put to one side. But life never remains stagnant, no matter how hard we might like to stick to a tight routine and we think we're in control of our life and we have goals and plans of things we want to do. We're not in control. I hate to say that, but ultimately, we're really not. We can be decisive and we can work towards plans and goals, but we also need to understand that these can be, you know, so easily thrown up in the air by all kinds of unexpected life events. We need to be flexible. We need to be resilient. And that's what that article was all about. So for me, to talk about resilience was just an absolute delight. They actually pulled out one of the quotes at the start of the article from one of the questions that I had answered. And I'll just read it to you because I think it sums up the gist of where I'm going when I'm talking about resilience. So I'm a big believer in setting goals. I think it helps to know where you're going and it helps to have a reason to exercise your resilience muscle. However, goals are no good without plans. You need a roadmap to get you there. When we set goals, they need to be achievable. But they also need to be something we are passionate about, something that drives us to want to achieve them. And, you know, I absolutely believe that with my whole heart. If you are not passionate about something, really, it's not worth starting it. When we think about starting again, once we have been diagnosed with chronic illness and our lives have changed, you've perhaps had to walk away from your career or your business, your hobbies, whatever it might be, and something big has been taken from you as a result of your disease, and you need to think about what can that be replaced with. It has to be something that you're passionate about. So if you can find that, you will make it happen. And that's the key. So the interview I gave, and it was to a guy called Savio Clement at Authority Magazine. As I said, it's all about resilience during turbulent times, and it couldn't be a more perfect topic to talk about and write about on the eve of a book launch. Without resilience, there is no way I'd be coping today, both with the horrors of my health and the wonders of my new writing career. As a result of my health issues, my story evolved. The course of my life has changed forever. But my book took its form as a result of that, and I was able to express my deepest thoughts while writing some of my life story in a way that I really hope respects those closest to me as well. The article in Authority Magazine is just a great summary of some of what my readers can expect in my book. So if you get a chance, have a look at it. But I truly believe we all have the ability to be resilient. One of the questions I was asked in the interview was, how would you define resilience? What do you believe are the characteristics or traits of resilient people? I've said before in my blog, and I think I might have said it on the podcast, but I've always had a Pollyanna approach to life, even as a child. But living with a debilitating disease and being resilient requires much more than that, you know, happy, glad disposition. There are characteristics or traits that I believe are required to be resilient. So I was asked about those, and my answer was determination. I think that's essential that you have a level of determination to want to achieve something. Courage was the other one. Courage to act on your passion, act on a goal that you have set. The next one that the next characteristic that I felt was important in terms of resilience was acceptance. You know, I write a lot about the importance of achieving a state of acceptance to find a new purpose. If we don't accept our disease and what it has done to us and how it has changed our lives, if we can't accept that, we won't be able to move on. So once we get to that place of accepting, okay, my life really has changed and I'm not going to let this disease define me, but I do need to accept that it's there, then a new purpose can much more easily, I guess, become clear to you. So that's really important. The other thing is patience. I think that to be resilient, you also need to be patient. That it's a bit like, you know, just being prepared to wait, being prepared to take the time to really think through what you want to do, how you want to do it, and recognizing the restraints that might come, which might slow you down. Not stop you, but slow you down. The other thing, the other characteristic that I felt was important was being adaptable. So being open to change. Sometimes, not even sometimes, quite regularly, when we do have chronic disease and we're trying to do something, we may get roadblocks that other people may not get. So, and that can sometimes just even be a health flare that knocks us, you know, for six for a while. You know, as you know, I was in hospital for 6 weeks last year, unable to move, and I'm only still just, you know, getting to the point where I can sit upright for 15 minutes at a time without having to be in a semi-reclined position. So I've still got a long way to go, and we don't even know if that will ever improve. But, you know, so there are things that do set us back for significant lengths of time. So it's important to be both patient and adaptable and accept, you know, all of those things and still have that courage and determination to do it anyway. So, yeah, I think that's really important. All of those things so far really for me sum up resilience. Then I had two more, and one was self-belief. And I don't, when I talk about self-belief, there's a side of me that doesn't like that word, but there's a side of me that also recognizes it's really important. It's not a selfish thing. It's about having the courage to go, you know what, I can do this. I believe that I have the capabilities to do what I'm setting out to do. And, you know, no matter how much other people believe in me, which is fantastic, I need to believe it too. So if you're going to be resilient, you have to have that self-belief. You have to be sure of yourself. So, yeah, self-belief is important. And the last one for me, which is probably shouldn't even be last, it probably should be first, is integrity. It is just as important to know when to say no to something or stop pushing when something isn't the right thing to do. So integrity for me is all about honesty and having strong moral principles. And to be genuinely resilient, I believe you really need the characteristic of integrity. I was offered a couple of article opportunities last week, and one was perfect. And the other one, I looked at the magazine, or I looked at the questions, and I didn't quite like some of the questions, and I thought, and then I looked at the magazine, and there was things on the magazine that were just not me. Not criticizing what was on the magazine in terms of the content, because that it would certainly would appeal to a very wide audience, but it didn't connect with my style, my book, my message. It just wasn't me. So I went back to my public relations manager and just said, look, I'm sorry, it's just not me. I'll have to say no to that one. And you know, she's lovely, and she said, oh, we could change the questions and you can just answer some and not the other. And yes, we could have done that, but the issue is it still would have gone into that magazine, and I didn't connect with that magazine. And I thought, well, if I'm not connecting with it, really, it's not something that my readers would expect me to be a part of either, I didn't think. So that's where integrity comes in, and that's where I needed to be resilient as well and have patience and courage and all of those characteristics which roll up into resilience and say, no, that one's not for me. So I guess, look, I just want to end on, if your life has taken a life-changing course, please don't for 1 minute think it's useless or you're useless or it's over. It's quite likely just beginning a whole new chapter with the most incredible unexpected opportunities, even in the midst of inexplicable trials. Please look for them, dream about them, hope for them. You know, you are more resilient than you perhaps realize. I honestly never thought I had the levels of resilience I've found, but they were there. They were deep within, waiting to be called upon. And I really, really, really hope that you find your resilient spirit and the purpose-filled life that awaits you, because there are exciting days ahead. Please believe in yourself. Please don't stop dreaming. And, reach out if you want to have a chat about your own dreams and perhaps how to navigate those. You can put a comment on the podcast and I'll be happy to correspond with you, or you can private message me. More than happy for you to do that as well. So, yeah, I just really want to encourage people to hold on to your dreams and find new dreams and be resilient, because you are, and you have so much to offer. Don't for 1 minute think that you don't. So, yes, as I rev up for May the 20th and the excitement of this book launch, and, yeah, unbelievable, I really hope that if you're able to get a copy of it, that you really do find that it's helpful. And if you can't afford it and it's not your thing, please just continue reading the blog, because a lot of what's in the book is in the blog as well. And that's obviously very free and there for you to have at any time you like. And I will always continue blogging, because that is absolutely a passion of mine. And you're also very welcome to join our Facebook support forum, which is a private group, Medical Musings with Friends, and has continued to grow and continuing to grow, which is fantastic. And lots of beautiful people on there, all living with various chronic illnesses, and all very resilient in their own way. And I'm just so proud of our members and the way they support each other and the culture that we've created. And it's so incredibly grateful to my administration team as well for the work that they do in supporting me and running that as well. So it's very, very exciting days at Medical Musings headquarters at the moment, as you can hear. And I'm sorry about my voice. I have some kind of laryngitis-y type thing, but I really think it's just that I'm so tired and I've been talking so much to so many people about so many things. So, yeah, it's a bit croaky and I don't quite sound myself. But so I apologize for that. But I just wanted to get a podcast out, because I was going to do it a lot more regularly, but January ended up being my last one, and here we are in May. So sorry about the silence. But hopefully I'll get a little bit more time now that the book is sort of out and finalized, and I can get back to a bit more of my normal work. So love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for reading my blog. And I really hope that for those of you that do get the book, that you really do enjoy it, and you find that it's something that you can have on your shelves that really is a great resource over the years as life changes for you with your own chronic illness journey. So take care, everybody. Look after yourselves, and I'll talk to you again really soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.